Scorpions Avenue.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Scalabro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two bros, two sweaters, both of them feeling better.
A.k.a. the Jason and Randy Pods.
There you go.
That's how we do it, guys. How's it going? How you doing? It's been a while since we've come back. We're trying to sort of get out ahead a little bit, which I realize for a daily podcast means we're a little bit ahead of what we're talking about.
However, behind what we're talking about.
However, we are doing the stereo chats, which are so much fun, on Mondays and Wednesdays, 3 p.m. Pacific time. And
we try to pull the most topical, biggest hit of the day, biggest topic of discussion, most controversial every Monday and Wednesday. The discussions have been amazing. On Tuesdays, we do Dumb People Town, which is also hilarious. And so on
Friday, we do Sports Talk Open Line at 3 p.m. So join us on all those things.
We'll tell you about Saturday night live cheap seats. We want you guys to get tickets for that, too. We'll talk about it in the break.
All right, let's get into it. I can't, but this next story comes from Australia, and my first thought was, how come this doesn't happen more in Australia?
Every day. Because people, we know this about Australians, they love to drink.
They love their beer.
They love their Fosters.
You kind of made them Boston.
Fosters?
If I tried to write two Australian characters into a show.
These two guys.
And I wrote these two guys, you'd be like,
You're painting it with too broad a brush. Let's get a little more specific.
Or if I just said this happened to these two guys and that was the only description I ever gave about these two characters.
You'd be like, they're Australian.
And second of all, you'd know everything you need to know about these guys.
Got it.
All right. From how they got into the situation to how they tried to get out of the situation.
Right.
To their reasoning or lack thereof throughout the process. You learn so much about them just by saying they did what they did.
So I mentioned this before, but could this be a Foster's beer commercial?
An extended?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. We'll find out. Jackson Perry and Noah Palmer. Get to know these guys because they're amazing. Had to be rescued after strong winds dragged them 2 miles off the coast of Perth, Australia.
So Perth, I think, is on the other side.
Maybe.
Perth, I believe, is all the way on the other side.
That's so on the drunker side?
The west side. This is like after you have the bush and all that stuff, mm-hmm. all the way in Perth.
You drink the bush.
Mm-hmm.
And if that were the only details in the story, I would
feel bad for these guys.
I'd be like, I can't believe these guys got swept.
I'm so sorry you got
swept. 2 miles off course, yeah. They had to be rescued. Except I probably think to myself, why are these guys going out on the water if the wind is this strong? Mm-hmm. That's a question.
Yeah.
But despite facing drifting out to sea, the pair saw the funny side.
Oh,
so you're going to like these guys.
Good.
And said that they would simply check the wind forecast next time.
That is not a thing. Wind forecast.
Yeah. That's not too difficult. Just, I think, stand at the edge of the water.
Lick your finger. Hold it up.
Is it windy?
If you blow backwards 2 feet.
Let's not go out there.
Or if there's wind behind you pushing you into the water, maybe don't do it.
I like that these guys had a good sense of humor, though. Can I just say that?
Yes.
As stupid as they are, I like that they did. Of course.
You got to have a sense of humor.
Well, of course you can have a sense of humor after you've been rescued.
Yeah, if one of them had died, I don't know if the jokes would be flowing about checking the wind forecast.
The two pals, I don't know, it's Australia, maybe. The two pals hopped on the inflatable mattress.
Oh, God.
It's not even a raft, Jay. It's an inflatable mattress. They hopped on an inflatable mattress on Saturday along with a cool box full of beers.
Okay, of course.
Outside Palmer's Oceanside house. So this guy lives on the ocean. You should know if you live on the ocean,
yeah,
you should be able to look out at the chop and say, boom, this mm-hmm. We can't go out there.
Mm-hmm.
Inflatable mattress. Not a queen size inflatable mattress. Mm-hmm. You know they just wanted to go out on the ocean as if it were and treat it like it was a bed.
Yes.
The ultimate waterbed.
It's the ultimate waterbed.
I never understood waterbeds. Can I just say that
right
now?
Our friend Josh Scher had a waterbed, and I didn't get it.
Every time I sat on it, I got motion sickness.
Right, and it never felt firm enough to be comfortable. You just, to be moving around that much?
You never see waterbeds today. Have they been phased out of life? None of your son's friends don't have waterbeds.
No.
None of my kids' friends have waterbeds. Like, no parent I know has a waterbed. Who wants that sloshing around?
Oof.
It's like, what's your sleep number doesn't have a division to ask you what's your sleep number in a waterbed. Do you want it calm or choppy?
Right.
How do you like to sleep? You like a lot of chop when you're sleeping?
Do you want to set sail tonight?
To me, waterbeds are like putting skis on the wheels of your car. You can do it. There are snowmobiles, so it exists out there.
It's almost like putting wheels on the bottom of skis. It's like already skiing is hard.
Right.
Skiing is
right.
like... We got that. You want to have some skiing works because there's a firm bottom and you stay on top of that, and then that feels good.
Right.
You don't need to put wheels on it.
They kind of put wheels on the bottom of skates and they're rollerblades and no one uses them anymore.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Rollerblades, yes, like the waterbed, a thing of the past. It's just awkward.
Yes.
The thought of sex in a waterbed to me is just, I want to make love to you, but
I also.
Like you're about to drift away in the movie Titanic.
Yeah, I want to make love to you, but I also want to have to roll over and throw up over the side.
Water beds sound like waterboarding.
Yes.
And both of them
torture.
Are straight up torture, if you
ask me.
It's
a form of torture, both of them.
Like,
so tell us what happened. They got out on the ocean.
Strong winds dragged them 2 miles out to the ocean when they were stranded for almost 3 hours. Jeez. A three-hour tour, Jay.
A three-hour tour.
We had this mattress out front of Noah's house. It was a bit deflated.
So what? So then why not take it out on the ocean?
Yeah.
Was that their first thought?
Great call,
bros. That's Australian ingenuity right there.
You know the mattress outside someone's house that's been in the sun that looks like it's deteriorated a little bit? That should be okay to float, right?
Toss it on the ocean. See how far you can drift out.
So we decided to pump it up, go down, and have a drift out on the water, probably only 50 meters. Now, I don't know how far 50 meters is. I'm going to say that's probably like
150 feet.
It's
not far.
Okay? Told sunrise. You know how you can control the elements? You know how, like, most people can control the ocean, how far you go out there?
Oh,
it's easy to control. Boy. There have been so many songs and movies and TV shows that have been written about how the ocean is one giant bathtub. Mm-hmm. It's just simple. Never unpredictable.
Drift around for a moment.
Never unpredictable at all. We just go out there, drift around the water for a moment.
For a moment.
You aren't going out for a moment. By the way, if you're bringing a case of beer, I know Australians drink a lot. If you're bringing, like, a case of beer, you're not out there for a moment.
No, you're out there for a while.
So you're going to grab the mattress out in front of Noah's house. You know, the one that's laying out in front. By the way, also, if the guy just has a giant inflatable mattress outside of his house, he's not taking care of his front lawn.
No.
You grab the mattress outside of there, shake off all the dog shit, because I'm sure you haven't cleaned that stuff off.
Mm-mm.
Inflate it a little bit more, take it to the beach, float around for one moment. Yeah, sounds great. I feel like these guys are proving the notion that your frontal lobe of your brain doesn't fully form until you're 25.
Yeah.
That's why you're not allowed to rent a car.
That's right. So you can rent a car.
Or get a chauffeur's license. He continued, and then we realized the wind had taken us out. Like, you realized it? I don't understand. Is it not windy on the shore and then you go out?
By the way, that doesn't happen like in a hot second. That happened like you don't in a second. It's not hyperspace. You're not suddenly 2 miles offshore.
So how drunk were they?
I think they passed
out. Blackout drunk.
I think they passed out. Well, let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
And when we come back, we'll find out how drunk they were and we'll tell you about how to get tickets to live cheap seats. Don't go anywhere.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Hope you're doing well. And I hope you had a nice little break. Listen, we've got the live cheap seats and live stand-up that we're doing on March 20th. We just added our friends Alex Edelman and Hannah Einbinder, two great comics.
Oh, they're so good.
And then we picked the video that we're going to use. I'm so excited. It's Charlie Sheen and Martin Sheen
playing basketball against Michael Jordan. It's the dumbest, weirdest thing, and it's hosted by Dick Van Patten. None of them, except for Jordan, have anything to do with sports.
And I would
say the fact that Jordan signed on to this and he was
so
such
weird.
A micromanager, it's such an odd
thing. Why would he do this?
Weird thing.
I don't understand it all, but it's going to be really funny. We're going to go off on that. So please get your tickets. Go to eventbrite.com. Check that out. Then Live Dumb People Town with Ryan Sickler. Oh my God. It's the honey dumb. It's going to be so great on April 10th. Again, at eventbrite.com.
All right, so we got drunk people in Australia off the coast of Perth who suddenly found themselves 2 miles offshore in an inflatable mattress that one of them found in front of their houses that was kind of damaged.
Blackout drunk, all right?
With a case of beer.
So that's what you say. That's what you say when you're blackout drunk. How did I get here?
Yeah.
Don't you say that? That people say that when they're blackout drunk.
Yeah.
And then I woke up and I was like, what am I doing in the kitchen of a P.F. Chang's?
Right.
That's what people say when they're blackout drunk. Quote, we couldn't paddle against the wind. We just kept going further and further out. That's scary.
So there's a moment when you, it's fun. Then suddenly you want to get back. It's not fun anymore.
And the buzz just wears off.
Yeah, it's not
like
fun
you're
at
not
all.
Drunk anymore. No. When you realize
you're
you can't come back.
You're stone cold sober
in
when you're paddling and you keep going.
And you contemplate that one final sexual experience with your friend.
Yeah.
We aimed only to be 100 meters offshore max. Before we knew it, we were out to sea. I love that they didn't even consider this as a possibility before they shoved offshore. People this age who are this drunk don't do it. And I don't even know if they were drunk. All we knew is that text, friend text Seek, was 30 to 40 minutes away. We were just hoping he finds us because all of our phones were dying. Oh. Yeah, you know these guys didn't charge their phones up either.
They got onto that mattress at 20%.
Right, they went to the beach at 30%.
And then like right as soon as they got on the mattress, it went from green to red.
Oh,
and you're
God.
In the red zone. You're like,
I'll be fine. To make things worse, the inflatable mattress had holes and began to sink.
Yes! Yay!
It was sitting outside. Their phones were dying. They ran out of beer. Wait, what?
They ran out of beer. That's an Australian catastrophe right
and
there.
And they ran out of beer.
This is like the only part that Australians read, and they're like, "Woo, they
that's
better
call."
They call
that's it the a emergency, real emergency yeah. right there. Okay, this is when, like,
when
the,
like the
Foster's Coast Guard drive, like sees them out.
Not
there.
Sanctioned by this by Australia as a
they
nation.
They kind of weave their way because they're drunk too, and then they just throw a case of beer out to them. They
or
don't try
shoot,
and save them.
Shoot cans out of a beer can
of a t-shirt cannon. Mm-hmm. They shoot it at them and then just drive off. Like they could save them, but they don't because that's
they're
what
drunk
they
too.
Do.
All they're right? drunk.
Probably drive over the raft a little bit as they're yeah, leaving and yeah. add like an extra hole in it. And yes. they're just like chanting, Aussie, 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 oi, 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 Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi.
Just hole, drive away. Like a hole starts forming in the corner of the mattress.
Palmer, one of them, had to jump out every 10 minutes and inflate the mattress until help arrived, which I'm sure he loved doing. Like, you know how when you're really drunk and you can't, you know.
Or he loved hearing from his friend in those moments.
It's not blown up enough.
You got to keep blowing it like. Don't give any
don't
instructions to the guy
if
who's
I'm
willing.
Going off. Don't tell me to do that.
Just tell me it's great. That's all you can do.
Eventually, the pair was rescued by Mindura volunteer rescuers and returned to land safely. I love that it took people volunteering. Like, the regular authorities are like, we don't need these guys. Let them go. The real Australian Coast Guard was like, uh-uh. No thanks.
Nope.
Well, I'm sure they were sorry about what they did, Jay.
Sure, I'm
and
sure they
and all
had
the trouble
remorse.
They caused in terms of needing to be rescued, right?
Uh-huh.
You sure they did
course,
that?
Of course,
no.
of course.
They both expressed zero regrets of when course. They were asked if they would do anything differently the next time. You hear that, everybody?
They didn't learn once.
So next time they go out there on that stupid mattress from in front of Noah's house that's got holes in it, and let him go.
Let him go.
Let him go.
They're going to do it again.
Perry said, definitely check the wind forecast for anything. But other than that, had a pretty good time.
You did.
Yeah, because you weren't the one going off the thing, blowing it up.
What's crazy to me is...
Watch a little more closely when you're drifting.
You
start
almost
to drift.
Wish that one of them, like, I don't wish any ill will on
no,
anyone. But
no.
like maybe one of them like can't, I don't know, like lost
like
a leg.
Blinded.
Blind, something where he can still live his life, but like this has an effect on him so that
I
he
I still
learns.
Don't think it would have an effect. Or be more responsible. Or drink on the beach. That, why can't
or
you
don't get on a questionable mattress that you found in front of your freaking house and sail it out into the ocean.
All those things are great lessons and takeaways. All those things would have been great things to say after, man, we screwed up. We should have done all this stuff. It's like Beck Weathers coming back from Mount Everest. You know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. Frostbite took off part of his nose and a couple of his fingers on his hands and say, you know what? I thought it was fun. Next time, maybe I won't bring a coat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to do anything different.
I'm just going to lose it anyway.
Go have fun.
One less thing for me to carry.
That's right.
You know, that's the reasoning of these guys. But this is what's happening. I think, like, people are, like, so bored of their lives of being at home. When they're, like,
anything. And, like, part of it, you're like, well, they were social distancing
they
from
were.
The world,
from
I guess.
The world. I mean,
from the
know.
Shore.
From the shore.
They were social distancing from the shore. But, like, I guess on some level... It's good to know that dumb still survives.
Sure. And my whole thing is like, if they would have come back and been like, man, were we stupid? That's one thing. But they came back and said, nope, that was fun. I'd do it again.
Right.
That tells you where we're at. And that's the thing that should shock you the most. Guys, that is a show. That is a show. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Get those tickets for the live stand-up. La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La di da da da. In my car. Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.